Welcome to the Christian Ministries Church Podcast. As you listen, we pray God's blessing be over you and that He will empower you with inner strength through His Spirit. Now let's join Pastor Ashley Ellison.
Good evening, Christian Ministries Church. I'm sitting here today out in the foyer, just pretending like everybody's getting ready to walk in the door, because that's what I'm waiting for. I wanted to come tonight, and I know some of you may have been expecting another in our series on Colossians, but I've decided there's just something on my heart. As I was praying about this today, of what God would have me bring, I've got to talk about something different. And I'm going to start out with a story that just happened to Michelle and I this week, this last week. I'm kind of embarrassed to tell it, but it shows my point. We went to Orsland, and I don't feel good about this, but I did it. We were outside, and we were looking at trees. I'm not a big fan of trees close to the house because I don't like wind, and we have windstorms here, and winds blows over trees, and trees land on your house. So I don't put a lot of trees in my yard. I like grass, but I gave in, and we are now in the process of planting a tree because we went to buy one. And so we're there looking at trees, and we're outside out in the front of Orchlands, and we also decide that we need some mulch. Well, we picked out the tree we wanted. We found the mulch, and I took a quick picture of it, and I thought, all right, I've got to go in, pay for these, then I can come back out and load them up, and we can go. And I'm kind of just driven, purpose-driven. This is what I want to do. Let's get it done and be done. So we pick out our tree. We, instead of going in the main doors, we just thought, well, we'll slip in the doors where everybody exits, because that's right where the counter is. And we had stood out there and looked in those doors and saw that there was no one checking out. So we just walked right in there, went to the counter, bought our tree and our mulch, went back out, loaded up our tree, loaded up our mulch, got in the truck, and we are leaving, and we drive in front, and we get to the doors that you normally enter into, and there is a line. And this line, I've never seen Dorsum before. Everybody waiting to get in because they're counting the people that go in the store, unless you go in the exit doors, which is what we had done. So we basically cut in line in front of everybody and went in and got our business done and got out. And so I feel bad about that. But it reminded me of a term that I'm hearing a lot of. Now, I just wanted to address this tonight. A new normal. I don't know if you've heard that term, and that's what I'm going to call what I'm talking about tonight. A new normal. And I want you, as you hear that, I want you to phrase a question in your mind. A new normal. What does that mean to you? I've got a ton of thoughts of what a new normal means to me. And one of the things I pray it means is that we get to a place of appreciating some of what we've not had during these stay-at-home orders that we've got in, seems like, so many states. And I know we've got people watching this all over. And I want you to know I'm not trying to be controversial tonight, but I know that the church people that go here, they know my heart. And I want to be a law-abiding citizen while continuing to do what God has called me to do. And when we talk about a new normal, I want you to know that that's a tough thing for me. I'm looking forward to getting back to the way things were in this sense. I want some hugs from the huggers. And I want some handshakes from the handshakers. And not all of them line up to be in the same category, but whichever one you are, I want that. I'm looking forward to going back to Bass Pro. I mean, I miss Bass Pro. I'm actually even starting to miss Mexican food. Well, you say, well, you can go to the curbside. It's different. I mean, I want to get full on chips and salsa before the main event arrives so that I can box it up and take it home and eat it tomorrow. I want to have some coffee from our coffee shop. I want to have a big pig roast that many of you may not know, but we had a pig roast planned for one of the next two Sundays, and we're having to postpone that. I want to hear our kids do an actual Easter concert. I mean, that breaks my heart that they were not able to do that the week before Easter. I want to pray together. and not just separated 6 foot apart. I want to lay hands on people and pray. I want to do life together. I want to hear about life stories in person rather than on Facebook. And you know, I want to go to a sporting event. And some of you might go, you want to go to a sporting event? I do, just because right now I can't. There's just some things that when you say this is my new normal, I'm not okay with the new normal. I want some things back the way they were. And my question is, all of this that I'm thinking, I say, Lord, is this in vain, or are these wants selfish? And I don't think so. I believe my wants are to live in the freedoms that we had before the mandates that came because of a coronavirus. And I'll do anything and everything in my power to be able to live in these again. However, if the new normal you're talking about is spending more time with your family because you've realized that we hadn't done quite enough of that and now we've been doing that and that's a new normal you want, I receive that. Spending more time in your word because now you've got more time and you realize that you had not been doing quite enough of that and now you have been and that's your new normal, praise the Lord. Maybe it's keeping up on the projects that you've been wanting done and now you're caught up or you're catching up and you realize you hadn't been paying enough attention to the projects that you needed and now you realize that your new normal is, I want to stay on top of this. I get that. Maybe it's enjoying some time outdoors. You hadn't stopped to smell the roses and you hadn't been doing that enough and now you have and that's your new normal and I receive that. Maybe your new normal is putting money back because you've got a stimulus check or whatever they call that check that came in and you're putting that back and you hadn't been putting it back because you've been spending every dollar you made and now you're realizing that I can spend money on just what I'm needing and I can be a haver instead of a have not. I don't know all of that. You hadn't been doing enough of that before and now that's your new normal. I receive all of that and I understand that as a new normal. But come on, we've got to understand what we mean when we say there's a new normal coming. My prayer is that our church will have an attitude of seeing the assembling of the believers as a necessity. And that your new normal is not staying home at church now and watching TV or watching a monitor, a screen. And now my new normal is I can do church at home. I want you to know that I miss you. And I miss people being together and I want to be back together. I long to be with the people God has placed in my life. And I love how the talk now is we got to get back to work. We got to get back to work. And I agree with that. But I'm going to change the phrase just a little bit and say I want to get back to freedom. Because to a degree, I don't know if you feel this, but I feel like there's been some bondage here in what we used to see as freedom. Now, I pray that your new normal will allow you to walk in some things you haven't walked in before, but I desire to live free. First in my Christian walk, and because of what Jesus did, I can, but also in my daily life, I want freedom. Spiritually, Christ paid the price for me to have it, and I'm going to have it spiritually. And I'm not under a veil thinking that I have to follow all these rules to earn my freedom, to earn my salvation from bondage. I know what the Bible says, 2 Corinthians 3, verse 16. Whenever someone turns to the Lord, the veil is taken away. Verse 17 says, for the Lord is the Spirit, and wherever the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. So all of us who have had that veil removed can see and reflect the glory of the Lord. And the Lord, who is the Spirit, makes us more and more like Him as we are changed into His glorious image. We're changed into someone who lives free. So spiritually, come on, church, we are to be free. But I believe we are to fight for and pay the price to have freedom in our daily life. You know, Patrick Henry, a quote many of you have heard, give me liberty or give me death. In a speech that he wrote, he said these words right before that. He said, is life so dear or peace so sweet as to be purchased at the price of chains and slavery? See, I don't want peace. I don't want peace if the cost is change in slavery. Forbid it, Almighty God, he said. I know what course others may take, but as for me, give me liberty or death. He was not going to be ruled by laws that did not allow him to have freedom. And he would do whatever was necessary to see freedom given. So we see when it comes to Americans, come on, we desire freedom. And I'm not here to be controversial, and you need to understand that. But our attempt to live free can't be in bondage, because you don't get freedom from bondage. You have to be delivered. And I understand our attempt to do this is what has happened. See, we've attempted to live by getting a virus under control. It was out of control. And so we have lived for a short time getting it in control. Now we got to head back to freedom. And because I know not only I, but you have some of this feeling of bondage, not just me, I know everybody has, if we're to be honest with ourselves. You didn't do anything to create that. But you tried to be a good American, a good citizen, a good Christian, following the rules and the laws of the land, but now it's time to get back. So church, as our country is opening back up, I know that the president, and I so appreciate what he has done, he is opening back up in stages. Well, so is Christian Ministries Church. And you say, well, what does that mean? I want you to look on Friday for the announcement that I make. We're going to have freedom. And I want to encourage you to live free. You have to first understand what spiritual freedom is through Christ. We talk a lot about that. But second, you got to know how to have freedom in our physical world. Living free comes with some major responsibilities. And I take those responsibilities of freedom very serious. I mean, if we're going to be responsible, you need to understand that word means response able. You got to have the ability to have the right response regardless of what you've been dealt. So we want to be responsible both spiritually and physically. So we're going to be making an announcement on Friday of what's coming up. I want you to stay plugged right here on our Facebook private group, and we'll keep you informed of what we're doing. And I just want you to know, a new normal has to have freedom in it. Has to have freedom in it. And that's where we're headed. Praise God. Come on, that's where we're headed. Let's pray. Father, I praise you and I thank you for a group of people, Lord, a church full of people who are excited to live in the spiritual freedoms that were made possible through Christ. And Father, I thank you that we can live in physical freedoms that's been made possible because a lot of people stood bold and said, this is what we're going to do. Right now, I thank you that our country values freedom and that we're opening back up, not just for work, but we're opening back up for freedom. Lord, I just pray against slavery, bondage, anything that's going to hold your people captive. And right now, I thank you that the church gets to open and be a part of what you have called us to do, the mandate on the church. Lord, bless our endeavors. Bless our families as they're at home. And God, help us as we open back up in phases as our country is, that we make the right steps. This is uncharted territory. None of us have been here before. But Lord, you were not surprised again by any of this. And as we have been calling death to a virus, I pray life and life more abundant, your promises be real for today and tomorrow, spiritually and physically. In Jesus' name, amen.
We're so glad you joined us. For more information about this podcast and other resources, visit cmchurch.net.